Esperamos del 4 al 6 de marzo de 10:30 a 12:30 de la mañana en Aula, en Feria de Madrid, en el stand de la Embajada de los Estados Unidos.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's time to get on with the show. Woo-hoo! Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Yes, it's time for a little bit of salad. Hello, everyone. Yes, welcome once again to The Salad. Now, what do we have lined up for you today on this wonderful program? Well, of course, we have salad news bits for you. We have a very exciting news item coming up. But what else, I hear you cry? Give us, what else do you have? Well, we also have, bow, business as usual. We have a business letter for you. We shall be working on letter writing skills. That's right, very important these days. Many of us express ourselves in English, mainly through emails and report writing. So, business English, very important. So we have a business letter for you today with the help of Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. An expert on business too, of course. So that's coming up on the program, Salad listeners. But right now, you know it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here comes our headline for today. British radio antenna arrives at space station. That's right. British radio antenna arrives at space station. So you have a radio station, but it's not the same as a space station, okay? So yes, British radio antenna arrives at space station. Yes, we're going over live to the UK, where we have Simon Hallow, our UK and European correspondent. Simon, can you hear me?
Yes, that's right. I can hear you, Dave. Yes, the UK's first industrial contribution to the International Space Station, or ISS, was delivered on Tuesday.
Did you catch that, salad listeners? So the UK's first industrial contribution to the International Space Station, ISS, was delivered.
Yes, that's right. The communications antenna is part of a consignment of supplies that arrived on a Cygnus freighter. Yes, made by MDA UK, the terminal will enable astronauts to connect with scientists and family on Earth at home broadband speeds.
Ah, very important. So, yes, the terminal, which I believe is a Columbus car band, apparently. So, this terminal will enable astronauts to connect with scientists and family on Earth at home broadband speeds. So, broadband, Bandancha, broadband.
Yes, so the equipment will be fixed to the exterior of Europe's ISS science module in a few weeks' time. Now, this should improve substantially on current arrangements for radio links.
I see, so it'll be fixed on the exterior of the ISS, the International Space Station, and it should improve, or substantially improve, current arrangements for radio links. You know, just to have that good communication, you know, back on Earth is extremely important.
Yes, that's right. So I spoke to the managing director of MDA UK, who, you know, who built this terminal, who told me, at the moment, the communications from Columbus go through the American data relay satellites, but those satellites are prioritized for US use. This gives Europe some independence. Now, although Britain was an original signatory to the 1998 treaty that brought the International Space Station into being, the country never got involved in building the platform. Indeed, it pretty much walked away from the project right from the beginning, preferring to spend its civil space budget in other areas of space exploration.
I see. So really, the British have never been too involved in the International Space Station. So it's, well, you know, as we said before, you know, it's their first real or first industrial contribution to the ISS, the International Space Station.
Yes, that's right. So, now, it wasn't until 2012 that the UK signalled a reversal in policy by lodging new funds that year at the European Space Agency's Ministerial Council meeting in Naples. Now, this money not only paved the way for British astronaut Tim Peake to visit the ISS in 2015-2016, but it set in motion the industrial opportunity that's ultimately resulted in this contribution. Now, the new fridge-sized terminal will route video voice to the ground through satellites that are actually higher in the sky than the ISS, the International Space Station itself.
I see. So it's fridge-sized, the size of a fridge in a nevera. Okay. So it will route video, voice, and data to the ground through satellites that are actually higher in the sky than the International Space Station.
Yes, that's right. So, yes, on occasions, these will continue to be nodes in the American tracking and data relay satellites, but the capacity is now there to go through a European alternative as well. That's right. So the European data relay system only has one satellite operating at the moment, but will soon have a second. So this will afford the possibility of tens of minutes of dedicated high-bandwidth connectivity for the Columbus lab on every 90-minute orbit of the Earth made by the station. So astronauts are expected to use it to, you know, video call scientists who have experiments running on the ISS and make welfare connections with family and friends on Earth. So it's great news. So, yes, the British radio antenna arrives at the space station. So here from the UK, and back to the studio, Dave.
Okay, salad listeners. Yes, so some British involvement in the International Space Station, their first industrial contribution. You heard it here on Salad News Bits.
Bow. Business as usual.
Yes, welcome to Bow, business as usual. We have a business letter for you today. So we have with us here Alan Parsons, our grammar ex. Well, he's prepared a letter for us. So first of all, we're going to read the letter. Alan's going to read it. Then I'll read it. You'll have a couple of chances, a couple of opportunities to try and understand as much as possible. Then we'll go through, we'll translate the letter, and Alan will select some of the things that caught his eye in the letter, okay? So, of course, this is, interactive part of the program, I would say, because all you have to do is try and understand as much as possible. Are you ready? So, over to you, Alan. Let's have our business letter, please.
Yes, that's right, Dave. Hello. Now, here comes our letter for today. So, Dear Mr. Randall, we have received your letter of October the 14th, in which you formally complained about being charged £45 for exceeding your overdraft limit on October the 3rd. The type of checking account that you opened includes a £50 buffer zone, which means that although you do not have an overdraft facility on your account, you can go overdrawn by up to £50 without being charged the standard overdraft penalty of £45. Since you exceeded the limit of your buffer zone by £77.92 on our system, automatically processed the charging fee in question. Clause 13 in the terms and conditions of your checking account clearly states that if you do go overdrawn without prior authorization of the bank, you will be obliged to pay a penalty of £45. Nevertheless, we have considered your case carefully, and given that you've been a loyal client of ours for the last 10 years, and this is the first time you've gone overdrawn, we've decided to reimburse you the £45 in question. We understand that your overdraft was due to an unexpected bill that you received from the Internal Revenue Service. But we would like to let you know that if this situation were to arise again, we would not waive the fee. Kind regards, Timothy Edwards.
Now then, yes, a letter from the bank. That's a letter no one wants to receive. Well, it wasn't a bad letter in the end. It's got a happy ending, don't you think? How much did you understand, salad listeners? So, 41% over there. Well, not too bad, madam, over here. 63% over here. Not bad, young man, but we can do better. So now I'm going to read the letter for you. You have a second chance to try and catch as much as you can, okay? Are you ready, salad listeners? Here we go. Dear Mr. Randall, we have received your letter of October the 14th, in which you formally complained about being charged £45 for exceeding your overdraft limit on October the 3rd. The type of checking account you opened includes a £50 buffer zone, which means that although you do not have an overdraft facility on your account, you can go overdrawn by up to £50 without being charged the standard overdraft penalty of £45. Since you exceeded the limit of your buffer zone by £77.92, our system automatically process the charging of the fee in question. Clause 13 in the terms and conditions of your checking account clearly states that if you do go overdrawn without prior authorization of the bank, you'll be obliged to pay a penalty of £45. Nevertheless, we have considered your case carefully And given that you have been a loyal client of ours for the last 10 years, and this is the first time that you've gone overdrawn, we've decided to reimburse you the £45 in question. We understand that your overdraft was due to an unexpected bill that you received from the Internal Revenue Service, but we would like to let you know that if this situation were to arise again, we would not waive the fee. Kind regards, Timothy Edwards. Now then, did you understand a little bit more this time? We're up to 71 over here. Pretty good. And over here, 83%. Not bad. Did anyone understand more than 83%? Well, let's go through and translate the business letter so we understand 100%. Is that clear, salad listeners? Okay. Yes, this is Bao, business as usual. Now then, let's translate our business letter. So, Alan, you're going to... I'm going to read the English. You translate it into perfect Spanish. Should we do it that way?
Yes, okay, that's fine, Dave.
Okay, so, here we go. Dear Mr. Randall.
Estimado señor Randall.
We have received your letter of October the 14th. In which you formally complained about being charged £45 for exceeding your overdraft limit on October the 3rd.
Hemos recibido su carta del 14 de octubre en la que presenta una queja formal por haber sido cobrado 45 libras por exceder su límite de descubierto el 3 de octubre.
This type of checking account that you opened includes a £50 buffer zone, which means that although you do not have an overdraft facility on your account, you can go overdrawn by up to £50 without being charged the standard overdraft penalty of £45.
El tipo de cuenta corriente que usted abrió incluye un margen de operación que significa que usted, aunque usted no tiene derecho a dejar la cuenta al descubierto, puede quedarse hasta 50 libras en números rojos sin que se le haga el habitual recargo de 45 libras.
Since you exceeded the limit of your buffer zone by £77.92, our system automatically processed the charging of the fee in question.
Ya que usted excedió el margen de operación por 77.92, nuestro sistema informático automáticamente procesó el cargo de penalización en cuestión.
Clause 13 in the terms and conditions of your checking account clearly states that if you do go overdrawn without prior authorization of the bank, you will be obliged to pay a penalty of £45.
La cláusula 13 de los términos y condiciones de su cuenta corriente claramente indica que si usted deja la cuenta al descubierto sin previa autorización del banco, se verá obligado a pagar una penalización de 45 libras.
Nevertheless, we have considered your case carefully, and given that you have been a loyal client of ours for the last 10 years, and this is the first time that you've gone overdrawn, we've decided to reimburse you the £45 in question.
Sin embargo, hemos considerado su caso con mucho cuidado, y dado que usted ha sido un cliente leal nuestro durante los últimos 10 años, y que está, que esta es la primera ocasión en la que deja su cuenta al descubierto, hemos decidido reembolsarle los 45 libras en cuestión.
We understand that your overdraft was due to an unexpected bill that you received from the Internal Revenue Service. But we would like to let you know that if this situation were to arise again, we would not waive the fee.
Entendemos que el descubierto se debió a un cobro inesperado de Hacienda, pero quisiéramos hacerle entender que si esta situación volviera a presentarse, no prescindiríamos de la penalización.
Kind regards.
Right, that's right. Timothy Edwards was the final one there. So kind regards, we could say saludos, I suppose. Timothy Edwards.
That's right. Yeah, well, normally kind regards would be saludos. Look, it's quite... You can say yours sincerely, maybe?
Yes, yeah, so yours sincerely, yes. Saludos, maybe, you could say. Something like that. Timothy Edwards.
That's right, salad listeners. This has been Bao, your business letter. Now then, we understand everything 100%, salad listeners. So what caught your eye in the letter there?
Okay, a couple of things here. We saw, so if you go overdrawn by up to £50, puede quedarse hasta 50 libras en números rojos, up to here. So, yes, in this case, hasta.
Ah, so you can go overdrawn up to £50. That's the limit. Hasta, up to, I see.
We also saw in the letter that states that if you do go overdrawn without prior authorization, so we're using do there, you know, and it's an auxiliary verb, but we're emphasizing that fact. If you do go overdrawn without prior authorization, So in this case, prior would be previa autorización, without prior authorization.
So that's right. If you do go overdrawn, so we're emphasizing with the do, which is unusual because it's an auxiliary verb, normally for questions and negatives. And in this case, without prior authorization, sin previa, without prior here.
We also saw that you've been a loyal client of ours. That's right. Not our loyal client, a loyal client of ours. And we also saw for the last 10 years. Los últimos 10 años. So the last 10 years. Yes, we saw if this situation were to arise again. Now you said, si esta situación volviera a presentarse. So in English, a situation arises.
Yes, a situation arises.
And finally, to waive a fee would be dejar pasar, no exigir. So it says prescindir de la penalización. So you would waive the fee in this case.
You can waive a fee, so not charge it. You waive the fee. That's right, salad listeners.
So that's right. So, you know, many people, you know, may get a business letter or a letter from the bank. So most people fear that. However, in this case, they waived the fee and he wasn't charged. But he was warned, you know, be careful next. Okay, that's all. Ta-ta.
Yes, thanks very much. Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. So this has been our business letter on Bao. Business as usual. then, salad listeners. Yes, I hope you enjoyed that business letter because, you know, as we always say on the program, writing skills are very important because many of us are, you know, writing all the time, maybe in English because a lot of you, of course, use your English at work. So you need to have that kind of business knowledge. And also with the business letters, we develop a style as we go along. And if you can remember some of these expressions, they repeat themselves often when you're sending an email, okay? So, of course, thanks for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you. So remember, the salad every day on Vaughan Radio, 7:30 p.m. So we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son programas presenciales muy exigentes e intensos cuyo objetivo es aprender a hablar inglés, por lo que el enfoque es 100% oral. Podrás elegir entre una o dos clases semanales de 2 horas, 2 horas y media o 3 horas en horario de mañana o tarde, siendo compatibles con cualquier horario laboral. 3 meses de formación continua donde el alumno irá mejorando el nivel de forma progresiva y constante. Llama ya, infórmate en el 91-133-5833. Comienza bien el año con nuestros trimestrales. 91-133-5833. Personaliza tu horario y elige las clases que mejor se ajusten a tus necesidades. Porque aprenderás con nuestro método, aprenderás inglés en un ambiente